Blake, good morning to you, sir. And what's the latest on LSU and hiring coaches?
Well, Bill, we've hit another Marcus Freeman, I guess, type scenario with Ryan Nielsen, the defensive line coach from the New Orleans Saints. Bill, I don't want to come on your show and really get after it like I've been on mine, but at the end of the day, if for the fans that are for the listeners right now that don't know or don't follow New Orleans Saints football, let me just advise you: Sean Payton, the head coach of the New Orleans Saints, is the most pettiest human being on the face of the planet. He always has been, Bill. He always will be. You know, doing the locker room antics, the attacking reporters on Twitter who cover teams that don't even cover the New Orleans Saints. He's petty. Bill, at the end of the day, there was a hook, a snag with the contract for Ryan Nielsen that said that he couldn't go back to college. LSU disputed it. Ryan Nielsen disputed it. And basically the Saints said, sue us. This isn't the truth, sue us, but we're not letting you leave. And from what I hear and what I understand, Sean Payton threw a hissy fit and yelled like a little baby, no, 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 and Ryan Nielsen's not going to be the next DC at LSU. And they gave him this little fluffy title, if you will, to say that he would be the next associate head coach, which means nothing. So we're still on the DC search. But on the flip side here, Bill, Ed Orgeron and Scott Woodward should have known that this hookup was in the contract. They should have known to wait to talk to Sean Payton for an interview, and they should have done this the proper way. So on both sides, but they've never let Ed Orgeron do that before. That, you know, he's coached with Sean Payton. So they should have done their due diligence. They didn't. And so now, because of some incompetence on some levels, they are still looking for a DC.
Now, is there conflict in general between Sean Payton and LSU?
There wasn't before, but there is now, Bill.
Yeah.
There is now. Because, look, people could say that Ryan Nielsen was using LSU as leverage. That's not the case. We confirm that. He did not use LSU for leverage. Bill, this deal in principle was done 10 days ago. Actually, today would be 11 days. He told Ed Orgeron he was coming. And he was Ed Orgeron's first guy. That's the guy that he wanted. And then Scott Woodward told him, no, 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 no. Let's go look some other places before we make this decision. Now, Scott Woodward and Virgil Ausberry, the associate AD, they struck out on their guy. Ed went after his, and he struck out on that one. Somebody's got to learn how to close the deal. But the problem is here, Bill, is that they're working on two separate wavelengths. He's not letting his head coach go get his guy. He wants to go bring somebody else in instead of them collaborating and working together and bringing the best candidate in for LSU. Because you'll have the talent, but now you won't work together. At this point, Bill, it's getting very dicey. So I don't know who they can go get from a PR standpoint, at least, that they could bring in that would get the fans riled up after a, let's just call it what it is, Bill, a decent offseason so far.
The only thing missing here is Joe Oliva. He's got to be somewhere involved here, right?
Has to be. I mean, because, Bill, we were fired up about Scott Woodward. The prodigal son returned. The man who was a part of bringing Nick Saban in to Baton Rouge. The prodigal son is here. And, Bill, he's been worse than Joe Oliva. He's done nothing. And LSU fan, Bill, I got blistered last night for saying that. But tell me what he's done. He's done nothing. You were brought in here to close the deal. We could have left Joe Oliva here to get laughed at by Jimmy Sexton and Tom Herman. And Bill, the thing that gets me the most is the incompetent of that room and that staff to not know that there would be a snag in his contract. You know, Ed Orgeron's taking the bullets right now in front of Nicholson Drive, right here in front of the stadium. It's a live bullet show, and he's taking all the bullets from the LSU fans because they're like, Coach O's a dummy. He should have known better. He's not a lawyer. He's not an agent. He doesn't read through contracts. Ryan Nielsen's confirming to people around Louisiana that he had absolutely no idea that he signed a contract about not going back to college because, Bill, he told Mike Dettillier, I want to say 4 months ago, that his goal was to be a college football head coach. He didn't know he signed that. But you know what's funny? We talked about this last week, and, Bill, I was listening right before I came on. You know who his agent is, huh? Jimmy Sexton. So Jimmy Sexton has done this 3 times to LSU so far this year. It's kind of funny, but we'll continue to monitor. But hopefully they can go find somebody that can coach some dang football.
There's nothing going on with LSU and Pete Golding, correct?
I'll never say never, Bill. I think that there was a time there a couple weeks ago, maybe even about a month, that there were some rumors that Pete Golding was requesting an interview. Actually, Bill, 30 days ago to the date, Pete Golding was, I was told on the 20th that he was requesting for an interview. But it seems as if, and it feels as if, some sourcing saying that maybe Nick Saban kind of worked that relationship out. Bill, I am not full. Well, I am. I wouldn't mind Pete Golding. But at the same time, I don't know if LSU's prepared for that fight with him and Nick Saban. I don't think that they're ready for that. Bill, they can't get Marcus Freeman to say no to Notre Dame. They can't get Sean Payton to say yes to a contract because they didn't interview the man and they didn't go through proper procedures. You think it's going to be – they're going to be going up against Nick Saban in Alabama on this one. You think that they're ready for that fight? Because I have no confidence that they're ready for that fight right now.
Jeremy Pruitt's available. I think you've seen that news, haven't you?
Well, tell him to bring his McDonald's bags with him, Bill. I was hoping that I had some extra eligibility. I was going to go commit to the University of Tennessee. Bill, I don't think they'll go there.
No.
Even if they could go there, LSU with the Title IX stuff going on and some violations that they had under Les Miles, they're not going to be able to go there, Bill. They can't bring someone in. Because if you remember, we talked, I think, about a month ago about Bo Davis, the defensive line coach who's now at Texas.
Right.
They wouldn't even let him bring in Bo Davis because of the simple fact that he had a show clause before.
Blake Ruffino with us. We'll let you know how you can get all of his stuff, all of his shows, and all the broadcasting that he does. Very passionate, knows what he's talking about. Just, I know you're at 30,000 feet on this one, but just watching this whole Tennessee mess, your thoughts there?
Sloppiness, Bill, because I do think it goes on everywhere. I know that if it goes on at FCS level, Southeastern, I know that it goes on well more at an SEC school like Tennessee. But, Bill, there are some things that I know and some things that I don't. You know, the Eric Gilbert thing is one of them that I knew that they got sloppy with Harris, you know, I know his old teammate Harrison Bailey in Georgia, they got really sloppy with. And some of the things that I was told, just in reference to Eric Gilbert, if a half of that is true, the other, I don't want to say was the utter confidence, but the utter cockiness that they thought that they could get away with something like this. Now, I don't know if the McDonald's bag stuff is true, but all I know is that I felt that they got sloppy. And, Bill, I think from a PR standpoint, when they asked Philip Fulmer, hey, what would Jeremy Pruitt's tenure go down as, and he says recruiting. It just feels like a look. I think Tennessee is a place that someone could go and really make that place buzz and really make them an SEC powerhouse. I just don't understand from a culture standpoint why they have not been able to get that guy in there. Because, you know, great stadiums, great facilities, great fan base. I just don't understand it. But Jeremy Pruitt, I think his days are over, Bill, in college football.
It's bleak. Yeah, he and Sexton are out there. They're gonna get they're gonna lawyer up, but they've already lawyered up. It'll be interesting. I guess the thing with Pruitt in this is if you're gonna lawyer up, let's say they've got you, which it looks like they got him. He's at least going to take some people with him, right? Some others. Bare minimum, if you don't get paid, you're taking people down with you. If this is the way it's going to be, you're coming with me, right?
Oh yeah, he's going to be taking people down. And, Bill, this isn't even close to being over. And I know the LSU fans have said for Jeremy Pruitt as the DC, but, Bill, there was an article I read, and I forget from who, but Tennessee could be facing up to 50 level one violations. And if that's the case, then this is going to be I'm not going to say they're going to get the death penalty or anything like that, but this is just the beginning of something that could be really, really bad. And so I think they're going to bring the house down. And I don't know, Bill, if Jimmy Sexton doesn't give people up to lower the blow on Jeremy Pruitt. I don't know that. Usually that's how that works. I mean, let's remember Bo Davis at Alabama. You think, Bill, that Bo Davis knew while at Alabama and Nick Saban did not know that he was going to meet with the recruits during a dead period? Come on now. I mean, they're going to definitely give up people up as scapegoats.
Tell everybody how they can get all your shows.
Appreciate it, Bill King. Yep, AYS Sports on Twitter, RU Serious Sports Network on Facebook. We are still doing the $100 gift card giveaway. All you have to do is go to YouTube and subscribe. We'll put your name in a drawing. It's been going really well. I think about 300-400 people that have subscribed, which is awesome. So a lot of names we got to put in a drawing. So go there. We'll do a drawing at the end of the month, and we'll get that gift card away to you. But thanks, Bill. I appreciate you having me on, my friend.
Now, the gift card isn't in a McDonald's bag when you mail it to them, right? Is that
if you're a Tennessee fan, well, I'll put a $100 bill in a McDonald's bag, Bill. I'll let you know that. I'll put it in all ones if that's what you want. So we can figure out a way. I'm not too shy to do something like that.
See you next week, sir. Appreciate it.
Later, Bill.